And good day, Audio Boo people here, everybody listening here. It's me with another update, late night update again. It's after 1:30 a.m. in the morning on this 26th day of May, 2013. And today is going to be an update about the bowling fundraiser that actually it was 12 hours ago that I was there. And it was scheduled for the 25th of May, the Garden City Blind Bowlers. And unfortunately, it didn't materialize to anything. We'd gone into planning, I guess since back in January or February, we talked about the fundraiser. And the idea was to raise money for our bowling team, for the Garden City Bowlers, which is the bowling team that I've been with here since October 2009. It was the 8th day of October. That was my first day going to the blind bowlers. And so basically what this was, the fundraiser was designed to raise funds for a bowling team. And the idea was for anyone could, or group or individuals could go get a team of five or six, but a maximum of six players to bowl. And so the idea was is they would play for a couple hours. It would be an afternoon of fun, and there were door prizes and stuff like that. Well, we'd solicited donations to the various businesses, and some of them have donated. Walmart, Starbucks. There were some prizes from last year leftovers because it didn't materialize. Maybe a couple teams last year. And unfortunately, no one signed up for this year. And because it had already been advertised on the radio, the community events on the radio, and various posters have been put up, and so it was promoted, so we had to go through with it. So basically, what we did is we went and showed up there to see if anyone was going to be there, going to show up. And it didn't happen. So, of course, what made it more frustrating is that the alley we use, Playmore Lanes, here in Port Dalhousie, which is, well, essentially part of St. Catharines, they let us, well, you know, we booked a few lanes and expecting some teams, but of course we couldn't book ahead saying, well, we need X number of lanes in the alley. So there was birthday parties booked, two of them, and with a lot of people there, they've got the loud music, and of course they turn off the lights and use like cosmic bowling, which is, if you don't know what that is, they have these black lights, or well, or really kind of that purplish, kind of that glow. They call it black lights, that they glow, and then they've got like the flashing lights, which like they're like all these lines and designs and different colors throughout like the alleys and such. And then on each lane, there's like a row of lights. I think they're like LED. Well, I don't know if they're like LED or like really small, tiny bulbs, like red, blue, and amber, the kind of orange kind of lights. They kind of flash off and on. And of course, they're down by the pins. Of course, they're just the regular lighting still. And then they've got the music playing, some pre-recorded thing with some hip hop, upbeat type music. And the balls, I guess, you throw are also glow-in-the-dark. And so, but anyway, that was the case. And last year, that was the case, too. And that kind of was an irritation because, well, that's kind of loud. And it throws some of the, it's harder to concentrate. And then even for myself, with partial sight, it's harder to see. And so we were using different lanes than we were used to, so that made things a little bit harder. But the good thing was we did have our community, the Kojiko, which is a cable company. They've got a community channel which serves this area. And so they have this programming called The Source, which is just like a community programming, information and such, and happenings in the community. So they came out, and it was to promote our team, and which was, it's still, that still did work out, because they still got shots of us bowling. We just, like, we didn't actually bowl to play, we just bowled for the sake of the camera, basically. We had our bowling shirts on, which was the plan anyway. So what we did is they took some shots of us bowling, and then they interviewed us, and for that they took us outside the alley so that we'd be out of the loud music. So that was done about 3:30 or so. They wrapped that up, and then so we pretty much at that point we took our stuff and got set to go. And so then we went on our way. So that was that, and it got back here a little after 4, and I was going to call the wife. She was on the computer, or she was doing something, so didn't get to talk right away. And just hung around here and had hot dogs and stuff for supper. So that's basically the highlight of the day, the of course, the bowling fundraiser that wasn't. And so that will be a wrap for this update. So everybody take care, and I'll boo at y'all later. So long, everybody.